A Milwaukee building on the edge of the Harambe and River West neighborhoods has a long history, from a bank to a hostel. Now, a Milwaukee organization has moved in, planning to convert the space into expanded housing and new headquarters for a sober living facility. Jason Gonzalez is the founder and CEO of Fourth Dimension Sobriety, based in the River West neighborhood of Milwaukee. Jason, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Jason, could you share your story of what led you into trying to find good housing situations for people trying to be sober?
Yeah, well, for me, it came from just personal experience of sobriety. Got sober in 2008, and after 5 years of sobriety, I started looking around and trying to figure out what more I could do with the gift that was given to me. You know, I really thought that and believed that every day was an extra day, and so I needed to give back somehow. And I looked around, and what do I got? I mean, at the time, I had a duplex that I was currently living in. And I just invited people in. I got two beds, and I put it in my house, and I invited people in to live with me. And over time, developed more and more structure, and then an organization and community just started growing.
And give us a sense of what this sober living community is like and what it means for the people who move in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a safe place for people who are seeking freedom from drugs and alcohol. Delusion, you know, anybody that really wants, you know, peace, serenity, and connection. That's what we're about. So we have structure that's included in the living aspects. So not only do they live with us, but there's structure for morning meditation, some job work experience. Some people go to treatment, and then the evening is spent doing 12-step work and more meditation. Sprinkle in there a lot of community building stuff, and you know, that's kind of the basis of Fourth Dimension.
And when I think of, you know, a recovery center, I guess an image of something really clinical pops into my head. My understanding here is you're going for something with kind of a home feel.
Yeah, we're and there's nothing wrong with the clinical feel, but you know, a lot of people who've been in sobriety and tried it over and over again, the last thing they need is to enter into another institution. What we really want is a house of hospitality. We're inviting people to live in this community and take ownership of their home and their lives, and so we really want to provide them with you know, the sense of home. So you're coming into your home. This is your community. Take ownership of this, not only your sobriety, but everybody.
Now take us, Jason, into this new building, kind of a cool looking building, a lot of history, a bank, a hostel, and a lot of things in between. Give us a tour and what it means for your efforts.
It means a lot. So right now, like I said, we're occupied, or we're living in separate homes in River West, small communities that, you know, in the River West neighborhood, residential homes. And so what this is going to provide is not only a bigger space for more people to live in, but also a better space for us to run our holistics out of. So I mentioned that we have meditation, but we also, you know, we have yoga, we have drum circles, we have community dinners, and we have a bunch of stuff that has to do with our internal community, that helps our internal community. We want to use this space not only for our internal community, but to open it up to everybody. You know, it was once a bank, like you said, and banks are supposed to invest in the communities that they're in. And I think that this building, you know, it's still the same purpose. It's just going to invest in a different way. It's going to reinvest in the community in a different way.
So this is a big project in some ways. How is it going? Where are you in terms of having it ready and having people move in?
People are in.
Okay.
We moved this weekend. I think it was like 5 residents are there right now. We got another guy coming tomorrow and a guy coming at the end of the week. It's, you know, we're moving. Once we get settled with, you know, the living situation, then we're going to start the programming. We started with some rooms on the second floor, and as fundraising develops, we're going to occupy the rest of the rooms in the building. But it was once a hostel. So there's a lot of community spaces that we're also using right now. So it's good. It's perfect for what we're looking for.
Jason, big picture, you're a local community resident. You saw a need in your community and you step by step, try to help address that need. For other people around the state who might be listening and thinking, you know, whether it's sobriety or something completely different, maybe there's a little something I can do to make a difference. What would you say to them to take that first step and actually try to do it?
You know, do what I did. I looked and I tried to figure out what do I have, right? And at the time I had $500 and in an extra room in my house. That's what I had. And so you just have to take that step, right? That leap of faith. Do something and don't wait. You know, not to say that there's nothing wrong with planning. That's definitely important. But don't let the planning get in the way of the vision.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with this project.
Hey, thank you so much.
That's Jason Gonzalez, founder and CEO of Fourth Dimension Sobriety, based in the River West neighborhood of Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about converting the old Holston Street Bank building, goes back to 1927, into headquarters and more sober living space for his organization's work.